Process for organization of the two intersessional meetings, which brought together member states, representatives of indigenous peoples, civil society organizations, scholars and experts in a constructive and democratic spirit. We believe that the plurality of opinions expressed by such highly qualified sources has produced essential material to inform the joint report that will be prepared by the co-facilitators in cooperation with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Brazil continues to believe that the voices of indigenous peoples will contribute to a more effective and equitable United Nations. We reaffirm our support for the ongoing process and welcome the progress being made. We would like to highlight, however, the continuing challenge of ensuring truly inclusive participation. Throughout this intersessional meeting, Brazil has consistently advocated for equitable participation by representatives from the 7 social cultural regions, as well as equitable participation by subregions within these broader categories. We also have emphasized that providing interpretation for those who do not speak the UN official languages is not simply a procedural matter. It is a matter of equity and justice. Without such support, indigenous leaders, including those from Brazil who speak their native language and Portuguese, will continue to face underrepresentation in international forums. Brazil remains confident that by addressing these challenges and fostering a more balanced and inclusive approach, we will collectively strengthen the Human Rights Council's ability to engage with indigenous peoples in a truly representative and just manner. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Brazil. We'll now turn